Don't trip.
Don't trip.
Don't trip.
Don't even trip. We got you.
All right, we ready to rock. What's up, y'all? It's Don't Trip Podcast. Sean with your host, David, and we got a special guest for you today. We got my boy Jordan in the building, all the way out from California, but he's staying out here in the East Coast with me, so we had to get a little link up going. You want to say what's up to the people real quick?
What's up, y'all? My name is Jordan, Jordan Flores. It's a pleasure to be here.
Yes, sir. We're honored to have you. This is Don't Trip Podcast, advice at no price. You know how we do it, people. This is a show. We give you all advice. Go send your DMs in. We answer all the questions we can. We'll get to y'all. We give you advice on life, relationships, sports, anything else that y'all got advice on, need advice on. We can talk about it. We'll talk about it. And we appreciate y'all. Go subscribe to the Patreon, the YouTube, all that stuff. Just go tap in. Therapy sessions weekly if you need them. We, me and Jay got it. Shout out Justice. And I think that's all we got for the intro stuff. Today's a special episode for y'all. I don't know if y'all see my boy Jordan on TikTok, Instagram, his social platforms. Go check him out. He's a funny guy. He's a wordsmith of sorts. You feel me? He really got the...
Of sorts.
Exactly.
Yeah, of sorts.
Of sorts. You feel me? So he's going to get y'all right with everything that you need to know. He's got some great segments. He got some great advice. He's got different angles of attacking things. You feel me? So he's got all different type of content. Go check that out. But today we got a couple things. We're going to integrate some of his content into a little Don't Trip content. So we're gonna, he came with some heat today, all right? So y'all take your notepads out, and then we're gonna get to that. But we're of course gonna get to the Don't Trip questions. We got a scenario for y'all. Mm-hmm. And you feel me, scenario for y'all.
Is how you pronounce it if you wanna be more eloquent.
Exactly. So all the people.
Scenario.
Put some little emphasis in that. Mm-hmm. Scenario.
Mm-hmm. So first piece of advice for y'all.
Yeah, talk to yourself. Yeah. That's the first piece. Take that one today, all right? All you haters, Justice. For talking about scenario, all right.
On,
sound like barbarians. Anyway, we got one of them's for y'all. We got a story kind of thing that we'll answer to our best of our ability, give you some advice on that, and then we're just gonna chop it up. We might talk a little sports. We know the garden's about to be popping or whatever. We might talk a little bit of this, a little bit of that. For me, but first off, we're gonna talk about Jordan. All right, so Jordan, how'd you start content, bro? How'd you get into this?
Yeah, I mean, I started shooting like my first pieces of content back in quarantine. Mm-hmm. You know, there was literally nothing to do at that time, so we had to find something to occupy our time. I was scrolling on TikTok first time I was on it, saw all these videos going viral, and I was I feel like I could get one.
I could do at least one.
I know, at least one, right? Like, I have some amount of creativity. So I just started messing around, all different types of content, playing around with comedy, things of that nature. And that's actually when my first videos went viral, which were, it was events in history I would definitely stop based on the fact that I'm built different.
Oh, that's kind of hard.
So that's an OG one right there. And I think that's actually where you started seeing a lot of like the wordplay, because at the core of all those, it was just, you know, puns, funny jokes, things of that nature. And I guess it sort of evolved into the content that you see nowadays, which has, you know, by the grace of the universe, been having a lot of success lately.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Okay, so what, your ideas, your content, does it take a long time to figure it out, or is it kind of just off the dome type thing?
It's a little bit of both.
Okay.
So I'm constantly taking down notes. I'm sure you do as a content creator as well.
Got to.
You know, something comes to mind, you jot it down. But a lot of times, I'll just be thinking, and, you know, I'll just shout it out loud.
Yeah.
I'll be like, oh, that's like a witty line, let me write it down. And maybe that's not always the line I work with, but
exactly.
I edit it from there. So it's a little bit of, you know, trusting stream of consciousness, downloads from the universe, and putting it down. But then sometimes I just sit there and I stir till creativity occurs.
Okay.
And then sometimes it happens, you know?
Yeah, no, that's fine. Bro, I keep thinking of, bro, I've been telling so many people many balloons.
For real?
Many balloons, big dog, many
it's
balloons.
So funny. It's so funny,
bro,
man.
Bro, it's great. So do you enjoy the comedy aspect of it more, or more the serious aspect of it?
I mean, that's what I really like about this sort of content that I'm doing. So in the past, I got stuck and I hit a wall, like with my OG content, because it was just comedy.
Oh, okay,
and I felt a little bit limited in that sort of segment, in that it rub the audience maybe the wrong way if I tried to go deep out of nowhere.
Yeah.
Whereas this vertical, it's so expansive. I could go so many different places with it. It allows me to work with the feeling I'm feeling. If I'm feeling funny and ignorant,
just
I'm gonna put
out
something funny and ignorant out. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But if I'm feeling like deep, or I'm actually feeling, you know, sincere emotions. Like if I make a video about like masculine ways to say I'm anxious, I write from that place, and then it helps me out. And I think that's where some of the best content comes from, because it's just very raw and like the soul's expression.
This is facts. This is facts. I like that. Yeah. Okay. Okay. So to like new creators or creators that are kind of trying to get, let's drop a little bit of advice for y'all, right?
Because
I've been getting this question all week. I don't know why. Should I start this? Should I start that? What would your advice be on starting new content to like keep it going properly?
So you mean starting new content as an active creator?
No.
Or just,
just
getting into content creation?
Getting into content.
Just start.
Just start.
Just start.
Facts.
Just go for it.
Please.
What do you have to lose?
Literally nothing.
Nothing, yo. You have everything to gain from that point. I feel like, you know, we limit ourselves by thinking about how long the race will be, what might happen along the way, and this whole time you're not beginning the race.
Exactly.
Start the race.
Start the race. You know what you're saying? Standing there at the standing.
You're like, man,
start
it's going to be a long time.
Right, it's going to be even longer if you keep sitting there. I'm going to tell you right
there,
now.
Bro. Come on, get to work. You're right. Not going to get any better endurance unless you start training. Mm-hmm. So just go for it, honestly. And I think that the best thing to do is just create from a place of fun and enjoyment. And don't look at numbers and don't compare yourself to people.
Facts.
Make sure that you keep the main thing, which is whatever your creative expression is. And trust that, because, you know, like if that's the thing you want to be known for and that's the thing that speaks to you most sincerely, you got to lead with that.
Exactly.
You know,
exactly.
I feel like sometimes people are like, oh, I'm gonna get famous and then I'm gonna start being myself.
Yeah,
you know,
let me do this little one trend thing and then I could,
I can finally do
exactly.
It. But that's not how it works, in my opinion.
You got to find something that you love to do and can continue to do. You're gonna get sick of it. Content creation is hard. Like, there's so many things. Like, some days you just don't want to do the stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, this, having good conversations, if that's something you like to do, being real, like talking about sports, like making people laugh, it's got to be something that you actually enjoy to make it keep going. You can't keep it going if you just are doing it for the one time.
Yeah, it's like, I don't know. I think content creation is the perfect medium to address a question that Alan Watts, one of my favorite philosophers, said. Mm-hmm. He was like, if money were no object, what would you do? Right? What would you invest yourself in?
That's a bar.
It was. Yo, Alan Watts be spitting. I don't know if you ever listened to him.
I ain't never heard.
Nah, he's cold.
That's a bar.
He's cold, bro.
That's a bar.
And I was like, wow, you know, I think that's a good way definitely to turn your passion into a career, first of all.
Yeah.
But if you need, you know, your financial income and your stability in your career, well, then your creative outlet, which could be content creation, if that's what intrigues you, is the thing that you would do if money were no object.
That's I've never heard that, and that needs to be written down in a journal somewhere. Okay, I'm trying to think now. If money wasn't an object, what would I be doing?
Well, would you be doing this?
Bruh, I think I would. I would. You're right.
See?
You're right. I would.
I would.
Because it's fun. Damn.
It's a free feeling.
Yeah, that's true. You should be doing something that you love to do, whether it be helping people, whether it be making people. Yeah.
Definitely,
yeah,
man.
Take that one down. Write that one down, y'all, please. Okay, how do you think about, do you think in this society today, though, you can get away with just pursuing that if it doesn't make you enough money to survive?
I mean, so in the society today, I don't know, it's a little bit of a difficult question. I think that there needs to be a level of realism with it.
Yeah, exactly. That was about to say that.
In that if it's not supporting you and, you know, paying the bills that you need to pay and it doesn't look like it will soon,
mm-hmm.
then you just need to be smart about it. And maybe if you have people that can help you out and support your dream, then you got that. You know, your parents support you or whatever. Or if you need to get another job while you do this on the side, then you need to do that. But I don't think that you should necessarily, on that same, you know, note, let that limit you. I don't think money should be the thing that limits you mm-hmm. from making content. Mm-hmm. You know, just have a balance and, you know, the understanding of, okay, is this gonna make me financially broke or financially struggle? And if so, then I just need to be a little bit more logical, because
exactly.
if you go financially broke, then you can't even fund
the
creation at all.
You can't fund the creation that you wanna do.
So,
yeah.
You know, just have the pace to see when you need to pivot.
Have the pace and, like, I always tell people this, if it's something you love, you're not finna let it go. Like,
no,
if you gotta sacrifice time, if you gotta sacrifice a little bit more money, if you gotta sacrifice a little bit of sleep, you're gonna make it happen, whether it be people, whether it be a job, whether it be whatever you put into that blank space.
Mm-hmm.
If you care about it enough, you will make it work and find a balancing act that can make it work.
Yeah.
So don't give up on something you love. Like I was in movies and stuff, you know, the parent, if the kid wants to be an art major, parents, what are you doing, bro? Why are we sending you to college for art?
Come on.
Exactly,
yeah.
Come on, lock in.
Disappointment.
For real. Exactly, but like, there are people that are successful in art, but if you're not successful in art, you get out of college, whatever, your parents are mad, you just wasted all my money on art.
Yeah.
There's jobs you can get to help you support your art while also doing what you love. Like, you can find different avenues to do stuff. You don't have to take the basic avenues.
Just because your dream isn't funding everything you want right now doesn't mean your dream is a bad dream or it's a dead dream. You know, it doesn't mean it's over at that point. You just have to find the best way to cultivate it.
Exactly. I like that. Find the best way to cultivate your dream, bro. That's, oof. I feel like Martin Luther King in the dream, bro. I'm not going to lie to you. All right, bro.
You got a dream.
Mm-hmm. I do got a dream. Beautiful. One of these days. I'll tell y'all my dream another day. It's
calm. I feel like you're making it happen right
now,
exactly.
Bro. Yeah, exactly. Hey, living
you gotta, you got, for real, man. Living that's how you got to think about it, I feel like. True. You know, identify with the feeling already.
That's very true. That's very true. All right, y'all. We got this DM from Miss, I can't tell your name. But we have a scenario for y'all. So, Shorty says, hi, I would really like help understanding. Why do guys initiate conversations through text or DMs just not to follow through? They'll message me, start a conversation, I'll respond back being just as flirty as they were, but then I'll never hear from them again, and they'll still be watching my stories. I don't get it. Don't trip. We got you.
Got you.
Interesting. I actually don't know the answer to this necessarily.
I feel like, I don't know, at least off the top, I think that there's like, this is why flirting is very annoying.
It is.
You know, because there's, you know, sometimes, there, especially I feel like nowadays, there's like this subtle power struggle of trying to get in and off the gas of showing interest and not.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, from a guy's perspective, generally, I think that they're at a disadvantage most of the time because they're usually pursuers, you know? So it's probably, at least in some girls' best interest, to at least it would make sense for them to, you know, play hard to get to a degree.
Yeah, it right? makes sense. Yeah, exactly. I feel you.
But I think that when some guys find that a girl shows too much interest, I don't agree with this behavior necessarily at all. They're like, oh, I already got it then. I basically got it already.
In their head,
so they're like, if I wanted to keep going through with this, then it would have been locked up. So
yeah.
I'm gonna leave it.
Exactly.
You know?
No, I feel that's that challenge aspect of it. It was too easy. It was too easy. It was too easy.
It's too easy.
I got it. Like, who's that? Was that LeBron?
That was LeBron.
That's too easy. No, fair. But yeah, I think it's like Jordan said, it's not great. It's not great. I don't agree with it at all. And it's hard on both ends, but you can't make it too. Nobody, both guys and girls, don't want anything that's too easy. You want to be a little bit challenged. And that's just our nature. Like, we just want a little bit of a challenge, whether it be the girl wanting the guy who is more, who doesn't want every single other girl. Like, who, he's not just chasing this girl. He wants you. So, like, you're a special girl. And then the guy that wants a girl that wouldn't just be like, oh, yeah, I'll go out with you just to go out with you. I'll go out with anybody. I just want a free meal type thing. They want someone who's going to be like, okay, you got to work a little bit. Or at least show me that I'm going to be treated a little bit different than just every other girl. So it's really hard to balance. But I do think some guys just DM you to see if they can do it. Feel me?
Yeah, just to, like, I think that there's definitely a sense of, like, desiring ego validation.
Yeah, exactly.
Which I think is certainly whack.
Wait, it's
you
crazy
know?
Whack. Yeah.
I think that, honestly, if any guy's doing that, he's not worth your time because he was just doing that for... To make himself feel better. And I think that goes on both ends. I think that you should always, though, you know, if you are interested, show interest. And I don't think you should really have shame. I don't think you should be too, you know, throw, like, love bomb or throw too much. But I think that it's like when we play this game of trying to, like, keep cards up our sleeves, you know, we end up not seeing anything out because we're not showing our true self. So I'm just a very much an advocate of, like, just self-expression, and if it doesn't work out, it doesn't work out.
Go for it.
But if you're not showing yourself from the beginning, then they're never going to know who you are.
Exactly.
You know?
So that, let me backtrack a little bit. He just said something, and girls do it too, though.
Yeah.
Like, that validation, if you're just on there just trying to just get a guy to say you're pretty or see how many guys liked you or followed you or whatever, a lot of people are doing that as well. And this guy might be trying to chase. He'd be like, oh, I'm talking to this girl. Yeah, I really like her. But you're just, he's my entertainment for the week.
Yeah.
He's my entertainment for the week. And a lot of people do that. And it's, I get it. people want to feel that validation. Whatever you got to do, do you. I don't necessarily support it, but like if you got to get your emotions straight, get your emotions straight. Please be recording still. Please, dear Lord. Please, I love you, Lord. Thank please, you, God. Please, 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 please. Please
God
please.
Have our back.
Hey, he has our back. Let's all go. The time.
He always do.
Always, 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 always. But yeah, so if that's your prerogative, that's your prerogative. But both ways, whether it be a guy being like, oh, I got it like that, or a girl being like, oh, I got it like that. I got 100,000 matches on whatever. I got 100,000 likes on my Instagram picture.
Just be authentic.
Just be authentic. And I think Jordan made a great point. He didn't reply. That's great. If you liked the dude, if you thought he was cute, if you wanted to get to know him, he didn't reply. It was either he was not going to reply or you were just never going to talk to him. Those are your two options.
There's going to be 10,000 other cute dudes, but not many who are going to, like, you know, actually show you who they are and value your personality, which you'll find eventually. So put them in the bag. You know, throw them away.
Throw them away. Throw them away.
You don't need that.
Keep taking your shots. Keep being you.
And don't let that hurt you.
Yeah.
You know?
Don't hurt that. Have you seen them videos where people be popping the balloons, bro?
Oh, that shit is kind of
fucking. Do you think you could ever go on that show, bro?
Oh, man. I don't. Bro. I think that show is kind of the definition of the toxicity in what we're talking about.
Literally. Because you go on, bro. You know how hurt you would be if you go on it?
Bro. Dude, that shit is so funny.
Bro, and it's so like, funny. And that's strictly based off your looks. Like,
yeah.
You have to have a strong personality going on that show.
Like, yeah, you gotta and really hold it down after, especially when it's like, you know, you gotta lock in, there's two balloons left.
Exactly.
And all the other ones are looking at you like this.
What you finna say?
Yeah.
What you finna say? Nah, that'd be a hard show to go on for sure. And it's like, I think when I've seen a couple episodes of it, my friend sent it to me. The thing I like about that show is how they carry themselves after the balloons are popped. Like, yeah. I've never seen anyone, like, act out a character or, like, be like, you pop my balloon? You looking like that? You pop my balloon? Like, type thing. I've never seen that. Personally.
I've actually seen some
really?
Of that.
Really? Damn. Y'all let me down. I was supporting it for a little bit.
But there's been I think that the majority of dudes, at least I've seen on there as well, have been doing what you're talking about.
Yeah, so, like, carrying yourself with that mindset of what we were just talking about. Who cares, bro? That's not the one for you.
Yeah.
Like, there's a reason your balloon was popped. There's a reason you didn't get that reply. There's a reason that they ghosted you. Like, it's all for the best. It's all for the best. It's going to work out. Mm-hmm. There's always other people. There's always other scenario. Bro, people be throwing me off with that word. Now I'm trying to say it how I want to say it.
What, scenario?
Yeah, people be correcting me like I'm saying it wrong.
Man, you just got to rock with it, bro. Feel me?
Feel me? All right, speaking of saying stuff, before we get into this next question, we got some wordsmith play for y'all today, all right?
Into it.
My boy Jordan got a couple phrases that we're going to teach y'all how to say it and catch attention. You're going to catch some attention if you say it like this. It's going to be a whole different world for y'all if you say it like this, okay?
All right. Hopefully.
Yeah, drop it. What you got for the first one?
So first of all, I mean, in honor of the show.
Honor of the show.
We got Don't Trip.
Don't Trip.
We got you.
Ugh. Okay.
So I got a few ones for these, so I'll hit you with them one at a time.
Okay, is this, what is this? Elegant, masculine, what are we talking?
I would say that this is elegant.
Elegant ways
probably
to say.
Probably elegant.
Elegant ways to say don't trip, we got you. All right.
So, you ready to get into it?
Let's get it.
All right. Think about us once if you start to think twice. Don't trip, we got you.
Damn, man's hard. Wait. Run it back.
Run it back?
Think about us. Wait. Go.
Think about us once
mm-hmm.
if you start to think twice.
That's. Did you hear? I'm going to use that.
Don't trip. We got you.
Bro, I should have had you write the catchphrase. I'm sorry. Think about us twice. Think about us once. If you don't think about
if it. If you start to think twice.
Anytime you start, you can't figure out what's going on. You're starting to think, what should I do? Where should I go? About us. We got you. That's hard. That's a t-shirt right there. Knucklehead
T. Thanks, bro. All right. You ready for the next one?
Yeah, let me drop.
Your concerns are ours, and we'll handle them within the hour. Don't trip. We got you.
We got you. Well, I handle them quick. We will take care of your concerns.
Knock them down.
It's not your concern no more. It's ours.
Give me. That's mine.
You said give me. No, that's hard. Your concerns are ours. You're not alone, baby girl. You're not alone, okay? We got you.
We'll handle it within the hour.
We gonna get a hand.
Feel me?
Bro, okay, come listen, Nick. Let me hit a little bit.
This one's a little bit longer.
All right, let me point. This one's on.
We subtract some of your troubles when the sum of your troubles are adding up. So count on us if you're feeling troublesome. Don't trip.
Bro, we got you. Y'all, I need y'all to go back and listen to this man, bro. I know.
He said it without saying it. With more words and more elegant. Oh, my boy is a poet. He don't know it. He know it. All right? He know it. I know.
Some amount of awareness.
Right. Since it's a small amount of awareness.
A little bit. I'm mildly cognizant.
Nah, see, Dems is hard. Think about this one is hard.
I like that one too. I like smooth.
No, that's cool. I gotta, hey, merch coming soon. I'm telling y'all right now. I'm gonna have to drop my boy a little cut of that one because there's a think about this once.
It's gonna be a good clip.
Twice, yes, sir.
Come on.
All right, what are next? We got two more things we're gonna change up for y'all real quick. So what are our next two?
Next ones, we got It's Over.
Okay.
And then To Tell Someone you're Interested.
Okay.
So I got three for each of those as well.
Okay. Elegant? Elegant?
I'd say that most of these are probably elegant.
Okay.
You know, we'll say with that, gentlemanly.
Gentlemanly. Okay,
especially
I like that.
Especially this over.
I like that because I like these ones.
Yeah.
Because y'all could use these ones. The other ones are for me. Y'all, if y'all need a way, if y'all need something to break it down slowly. I know, pause. We're pausing. I've heard this thing, and do you agree with it? Do you think men have a fear of breaking up?
Yeah, I think that everybody does.
Like, doing the action of breaking up. Like, that women are the ones that are usually the ones to do the breakup because men are too scared to do it.
I don't know. I've never really heard that opinion. I think that for me to make that generalization might be ignorant. I think that I'm not sure what the trend would be, who is more capable of breaking up. I know me personally, I never lost.
Okay.
I'm always first to the punch.
Hey, you're not going to beat me.
I'm kidding.
First to the punch.
That's toxic. That's not elegant. That's not gentlemanly.
That's not elegant or gentlemanly. But all right, I feel you. I do agree because I've never done it. I've never done the breaking up.
Yeah.
But like, I do think there's the level of comfortability that I haven't, because I don't necessarily agree with it. I've heard some guys break up with girls. I've heard some girls break up with guys.
So what do you hear that it's usually the girls?
Usually the girls break up with the guys.
I think that when I'm thinking about it now, most of my friends have gotten broken up with.
Yeah. But a lot of people say that the guys caused the breakup. Literally, I was talking to my friend the other day. Dude, the one who's right here with me, right? Mm-hmm. It would be plotted. So he would give her 100% 1 week, and then give her 80% the next week, give her 7 like of himself, whether it be energy, what he's giving to her, and just keep knocking it down until it's like, what are you doing? Like, he's still here, he's still present, he's still being a boyfriend, a relationship.
Yeah.
But clearly, it's just not as good, and the girl's just like, I don't want this type of thing.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's a little.
That's crazy. That's wild.
Out of pocket.
Yeah.
I think that's a little bit Joe Goldberg-y level of like. You know, plotting and planning, like, okay, I'm going to give her 10% less luck today.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Oh, shoot, I give her 85.
My calculations.
I'm going to have to double down tomorrow.
Okay.
I'm not pulling her chair out. Mm-hmm, like, mm-hmm. You know, I think that's crazy. Yeah. I've never heard.
Yeah.
I don't know.
But then it avoids the
guilt.
Not the guilt, just the.
The headlines remind us daily, the world is a dangerous place. The elites in charge say everything's fine, stop noticing, but you know better. And your gut knows that time is short to prepare for a world that is 4 missed meals away from chaos. My Patriot Supply has helped over 3 million families become more self-reliant and is the company Americans trust to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contain delicious breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Secure at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save $200, plus get free shipping on all their Ready Hour 3-month emergency food kits. You're not ready if it's not Ready Hour foods. My Patriot Supply also has solar power generators, water filtration units, biomass stoves, heirloom seeds, and critical survival gear. Shop MyPatriotSupply.com today. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Just that you're the one who has to do it. Like, they're trying to make them break up with them.
Yeah. So in a way, they want to not have to deal with the potential guilt and emotional fatigue of breaking someone's heart. Mm-hmm. But in the end, you're doing the same thing. like, I think that's a dumb ideology because, you know, it's kind of like physics, like the law of physics, like energy, you know, can only be distributed, you know. Mm-hmm. At some point, mathematically in that equation, you're going to inflict the same pain upon your partner by not just breaking up with them. Like, just weighing them down and wearing them down to the point where they're just raw and, like, feel like you are not giving them anything and they just feel like they've been hollowed out. I think that's honestly worse. I mean, it's I think it'd be healthier to leave them with in a higher emotional state because when you break up with them, before you do this act of wearing down, at least they're in a more healthy place.
But if
you're wearing them down incrementally, by the time you eventually break up, they're already kind of at their weakest.
Yeah.
You know?
And you brought them there.
Yeah. And at the end of the day, that pain of breaking up is unavoidable.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
It's still there.
And you'll know that you did that.
That you did that. You should be even feel even more guilty.
Yeah.
For taking them down to that level. It's just like lowering their I feel like guys especially, like girls love to say this, that the bar is in hell. The bar is on the floor. Mm-hmm. The bar is so low for guys.
Yeah, and even Satan's down there.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, high jumping over it.
High jumping.
You know.
High jumping for real, for real. So like bringing her down to that level of like that 10%, because at that 10%, a woman who loves you will stay with you and ride or die for real.
Yeah.
They will be in their head, be like, oh, this is all he has right now. Like, he's giving me his best, even though you are only giving her 10% and you know you're giving her 10%. But she's going to be like, I can't blame him for this.
Mm-hmm.
This is what he's going through some stuff. He still loves me. And this 10% is what they might end, because you brought them down, they might end thinking that 10% is someone's 100%. So next time someone gives them that 10%, they're getting what they just got from the person that they loved.
Mm-hmm.
And they're going to be like, it just throws off the whole game. Like you said, like, it's
I think that the residual effects of that approach is really, really, to be, lack of better word, shitty behavior, you know?
Fair.
I think that's the most eloquent way of actually putting that.
Uh-huh.
You know, I think that it would serve us all better if we were just honest with each other through and through.
Through and through.
You know, and that's what, I mean, you owe that to a person you say that you've loved.
You do. You really do. Because you can't, people be throwing out the love words so much, and I'm like, do you really?
No.
Like,
yeah.
If you love them, you wouldn't do that to them. But I don't support it. But like, if you don't love them, then that's, and you think that's how you're getting out of it, then that's on your conscience. That's on your whatever, like.
Yeah, I think that you're just not a mature human being.
Yeah.
If you can't just, I mean, you just gotta like recognize it. If it's okay, like it's not a bad thing.
It's not a bad thing to break up.
You know, like.
It's not.
It's the kind thing to do to vocalize your emotions and feel. And who knows, like maybe if you're like at this feeling of like, I wanna break up,
mm-hmm.
then, but you are aware that this is somebody you've loved, there's no chance of salvaging it if you don't vocalize mm-hmm. that. Like, just talk. Mm-hmm. I mean, damn.
Use your words, bro. Come on. Damn. All right.
Let's
see if we do use our words.
See.
Let me hear some elegant ways to say it's over.
It's over.
It's over. It's done. Dunzo. Finito.
All right. So here we go.
All right.
This is about to get... I gotta get a little deep here.
All right. I'm ready.
Lock in, bro. Mm-hmm. You might get a little bit of sweating in your eyelids.
Say that.
I hate fighting with you more than I've ever loved loving you. And that shows me it isn't worth it anymore.
Bro. Nah. Because you gotta realize, once you get to that point, it really is over.
Exactly.
That is the hardest line I've heard all day. That is... You got to write a book. You need to write a book. I'm telling you now.
I'm working on one.
I'm telling you right now. That should be in a book somewhere.
I appreciate that, dude.
Ooh, that was hard. If my future girlfriend's listening to this and I break that out, I'm sorry. I got it for Jordan. But
good one.
I hopefully we don't get that point. But that's a great, ooh. Because think about, okay. There are couples in this world that fight more than they love.
Mm-hmm.
There are definitely couples in this world that fight. You don't want to be at that point where that's the norm. And it's because that's literally when you get into a toxic roller coaster. You go back and forth. It's just fighting. and you have, oh, we had one or two good moments. We have one or two every now and then. Fight. One more time, please, 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 please. Let the people more time.
All right, here we go. I hate fighting with you more than I've ever loved loving you. Mm. And that shows me it isn't worth it anymore.
And that's going to hurt. That's going to hurt to hear, but it's the truth.
Yeah.
And it's elegant.
And it's elegant. But yeah, I mean, just to briefly touch on that, yeah, I think that, I had that realization, I think, in one of my relationships in the past. And I just think that, you know, that's the clearest indicator, because you will fight.
You will
fight. And even in any healthy relationship, you will fight. But if at the end of the day, the other side of that, where you guys are coming together and loving each other, doesn't exceed the feelings of despair you felt when you guys were in the midst of that argument or fighting, well, then the math on that
doesn't add up.
Yeah, it's pretty clear, you know.
Wow. Damn, I'm thinking now. That's crazy.
Yeah, so that's just, I feel like that's a kind of a good metric to keep.
Yeah, exactly. You know? Exactly.
Obviously, we all hate fighting.
Yeah,
but,
no one likes fighting. I mean, some people like it a little bit. Yeah. Like a little bit.
Yeah.
Nothing crazy, though. Yeah. Nothing crazy. Okay, all right, what's next? We got another one.
All right. I told you I'd always be honest with you. And if I told you I still wanted this, it would be a lie.
Wow. I'm imagining someone saying these to me, and that would hurt my soul, but I'd be like,
thank you.
Thank you. You're telling me the truth. In an elegant way, too. I'd be hurt, but I'd be like, you spitting, though. You spitting right
now.
Can you say that again? Let me write that one down. No, that was okay. Always be honest with your partners. That's the first step. And you have to be honest about that stuff.
Kind of goes back to what we were talking about.
Yeah, exactly. That's exactly what we were talking about. You gotta be honest with your partner, and if that's how you're feeling, that's how you're feeling. And use that way to say it, though. Use that way to say it, because that's what. All right. What's our third one?
All right, here's the third one. Mm-hmm. I think we've outworked the period we could have worked things out, because now I've worked on becoming a different person, and I realize this doesn't work for me anymore.
Wow, my man was working.
He was working.
I see.
Come with the heat for the show, bro.
I'm not going to lie to you, bro. I'm telling you right now. Like, the fact that you can put this, the fact that you can say so many different things, while I also just, because I know I think you saying the original phrase is like, I just heard the same thing, but just fancy.
It's a different scenario.
It's a different scenario. You feel me? It's a different scenario. That's impressive. Okay, we got a couple more minutes. We got y'all right with the, it's over. Mm-hmm. Now we're trying to get y'all right with it. Let's get into it a little bit, all right?
Okay.
Let's get into it. So what's the last one again?
To tell someone you're interested.
All right, we got some elegant ways to tell someone you're interested in them. Let's hear it.
All right. It's very easy to compliment you. And honestly, the hardest thing to do is not.
Let me write that. That one is going somewhere today.
Get it in there.
That's great. It's very easy to compliment you. One more time, please. I
got you. You ready?
Yeah, okay. I'm ready.
It's very easy to compliment you. Mm. And honestly, the hardest thing to do is not.
Honestly, the hardest thing to, like, he's struggling not to let you know how great, how beautiful, how wonderful you are.
I have to resist the urge.
I have to resist. That's hard. I'm not going to lie to you. That's hard. Oh, okay. Okay, that's one way.
That's one.
Yeah. All right, what's next?
All right. I always think about the best ways I can use my time. Mm-hmm. And when I'm with you, I know I'm making the right decision.
That's hard, so. That's pimping. That's big pimping. I'm not going to lie to you. That's big pimping. Because there's so many things you can do with your time.
Of course.
Some people, you know what gets me? When girls are like, I don't want to waste your time. Like, I'm wasting your time. You should go home. If I'm here with you, this is the best way my time could be used. I don't care what's going on. I'm making the conscious decision to be here with you. Mm-hmm. I can leave whenever I want. Mm-hmm. But you are the person that I want to spend my time with.
Yeah. So that's what I'm saying, you know. There's a lot of things you could do, but if I'm with you, mm-hmm. I mean, there's nothing else I'd rather.
There's no place I'd rather be, feel me?
Type shit.
Yeah.
type shit.
All right, what's our third one? Last one for the day. Third one.
All right, here we go. Mm-hmm. When I first saw you, it felt like no one else existed. Mm-hmm. That's how much you stood out to me. Mm-hmm. And nothing's changed since then.
The last line is what'll get you. Like, you can break that one out on your wife. You can break that one out when y'all 80 years old, mm-hmm. feel me?
That's a timeless one.
That's a timeless one. That's a great way to put it, because nothing has changed since. Nobody else matters except for you, baby girl. Like,
that's right.
Yeah. Yeah, pimping. Y'all got to write those ones down. My boy Jordan came with the heat. I'm not going to lie to you. Jordan came with the heat. I appreciate you coming out. Big dog, big dog. Is there anything you like, last words you'd like to say to the people?
Hey, you know, I think that the most important thing that you could equip yourself with in life are the tools to express yourself. You know, you only got one opportunity to be you, and so it would serve you best to find the best way to illustrate that to the world, because the world deserves to see you. Mm-hmm. So be you, lead with authenticity, and don't be afraid to be vulnerable. And follow this guy on his podcast, and I appreciate you for having me.
Yeah, dude. No, bro, I'm glad we got you. I always, bro, whenever I get a guest star, I'm like, is this going to be a hit or miss?
I hope.
This was a hit. Jordan was a hit.
Gratitude.
Yes.
Gratitude.
Bro, I'm glad. I can't believe I found someone out here in this city, too. I was like, what am I doing out here?
But yeah, there's not a lot out here.
Hey, man, y'all go check out Jordan's stuff. He's I'm going to put all his stuff in the bios. I'm going to tag him in all the posts. So y'all go support him. He got some stuff coming. If that book drop, go buy that book. And some of y'all men.
Facts.
Men especially, go read that book, because he was dropping some facts. And keep supporting. We appreciate y'all. This is Don't Shit Podcast. Go like, comment, subscribe, follow us on socials. And more episodes coming soon. Filming a lot next
week.
Got
a bunch?
Yeah, I got a bunch. I got like four or five next
week.
That's
good, man.
Yeah, yeah. Content's coming. I've been lacking. I don't think I posted the past 3 weeks. But I'm coming with it, all right? And we appreciate you always. And remember to don't trip. We got you in an elegant way.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, man. That was fire.
Yeah, good one.